have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music, KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
A beautiful day. We give God praise. Guys, it's Thursday and we are thankful. Hey, what's going on? How are you doing? Look around and count your blessings and see what the Lord has done. I'm so glad that we have this time together on this beautiful Lord's Day. Thank you for joining us here at the Loretta Petite Show, Women Winning at Life from Ministry to Marketplace. I want to talk a little bit just about some encouraging things and as we approach Mother's Day is on the way. But first of all, let us pray. Father, we come now to thank you for your loving kindness, your goodness. Oh, God, we thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. God, we ask that you would continue to touch those who listen to this podcast, oh, God, that you would continue to bless everyone connected with it. We pray in the name of Jesus, oh, God, that you give me the words to share that might encourage somebody, oh, God, that might strengthen someone, that may even enlighten someone. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Amen. And we thank God for our awesome producer, Ms. Kimmy Kim, behind the scenes, always doing something good where others can be blessed. And here's one thing she's doing. She's, of course, behind the scenes with Elation, the Elation family of podcasters. Awesome, awesome, awesome. So we thank the Lord for her. Well, yes, we are approaching Mother's Day, and it is really a major, major day for, like, greeting card companies. I worked for one for a while, and yes, Mother's Day, major. It's major, and many people, of course, look forward to the time when they are celebrated themselves as mothers or that they are celebrating their own moms. Truly, truly, you know, it can be a sad, sad day for those who may have recently, you know, lost their mother or their mother's figure. Maybe it's the first Mother's Day they've had without her. But I do want to encourage you to always go to God with your weaknesses, with your problems, with your insecurities, whatever the case may be. The Lord has a way of bringing peace to our otherwise, you know, angry or sore or hurtful heart. So God is able. Amen. He is able. My name is Loretta Petit, by the way. And if you'd like to reach out to me, you can correspond with me by sending your email to LorettaReviews@gmail.com. That's LorettaReviews@gmail.com. You know what? School is almost over. I'm excited about that. Very, very excited. I want to say I highly, highly, highly honor those teachers who have been in it for a while. I took it for granted. Oh, a teacher, oh, okay, you know, whatever. Just a regular little everyday job. But when I tell you, now I know it's from the other side of the road, other side of the fence, that it is just really a major, major, major thing. And I think more so now than of yesteryear, as we would say, because the children today are just so free with whatever they want to say. They say it the way they want to say it. You know, it's just, it's really, it's major. And they do what they want to do. It's major. Respect has no real place, really, anymore. And that's unfortunate because we need that back. But it's almost the end of the school year. And, oh, my God, I'm so excited. I am so excited. I get a chance to just wake up in the morning and lie there for a while until I'm ready to get up, you know, because it gets to be really, really taxing when you have to stay up late during work for the kids, doing things for the children that they would enjoy or they would grow by, and then you have to be up late at night and get up early, early in the morning. Oh, my God, that is the worst. So it's almost time to lay all that to rest for a while. And that's the beautiful thing. Now, maybe it's somebody's birthday today. Somebody was married on this day in the month of May. This is the Gemini month. So if you, of course, are married, were married on this day, want to say happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary. Keep holding it together. And keep on being a blessing to each other. And if you're celebrating a birthday today, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you and all of that, all the frills, all the bells, and all the whistles, too. I pray it's a great, great, great day for you. So there may be something else you're celebrating today, like your baptism, or you're celebrating, you know, some other great thing. Praise the Lord for you. You know, happy anniversary to you. Having said that, let's get back to Mother's Day. because it's a very, very special time of the year. And we know that, you know, there's nobody quite like your mom or my mom. There's nobody quite like mother. So we want you to take some time to figure it out what it is you want to do for your mom. What it is that you want to do for your mom. Everybody's, you know, coming from a different place. Moms are not all created equal. You know, some moms are there with you from beginning to end. You know, some are not, because life happens. And when life happens, it happens to all of us in a different kind of way. Well, Mother's Day is a celebration honoring the mother of the family or individual, as well as motherhood, a maternal bond, and the influence of mothers in society. So according to Wiki, it's celebrated on different days in many parts of the world, most commonly in the month of March or May. Isn't that something? So some countries celebrate it in the month of March. It complements similar celebrations honoring family members, such as Father's Day, of course, and siblings, and there's even a Grandparents' Day. And good thing, yep, I'm a grandparent, and we should have a day, because many times the weight of having the little ones in-house underfoot, the grandparents jump in and do whatever's necessary. Just go in and jump the task and get it done. So hats off to all the grandmothers this time of year. Hats off to you. So let's look at more about Mother's Day. Mother's Day is it is the time when we sit for an hour and a half in the restaurant line to bring our mother out to dinner. The American version of Mother's Day has been criticized for having become too commercialized. Yep, it is very commercialized, and I don't think it's a bad thing myself. Merchants do make lots of money off of Mother's Day with flowers and candies and just all kinds of things. And then, of course, with those lunch, those Mother's Day Sunday lunches and dinners. Crowded. But they're making the money, and you're making mom feel special. So I think that's wonderful. I do. I think that's absolutely wonderful. People are making mom feel special, you know, because when you love on your mother, you know, God is pleased with that, because he said that when you honor your mother and your father, your days will be long upon the land which he gives you. So those who are not honoring mom, those who are estranged from mom, those who are putting down on mom, watch it, straighten your action, get it together. You know, I know, like I said, I know, you know, people live different lifestyles and different things happen within the family unit, but always remember to honor mom. You got to honor her from a distance of some degree when you do that, but you still make sure that you honor mom, okay? Make sure that you honor mom. And that's what it's all about. Just, of course, giving credit where credit is due, because moms don't have to bring you into the world. Moms don't have to stay there with you when dads walk away. But moms tend to stay there. They tend to be mom and dad. They tend to be there with the children. They tend to show love and care and kindness, and to show them how to even be strong in life. And moms do all the work. They wear the hats. Now, I'm not trying to put down any dads. I'm not trying to shun you, sir. You do what you do. But I'm saying for moms who are working with, you know, a sound mind, they certainly want to produce a child who can stand on his own or her own in community. They want that to be a driving kind of force, well-rounded, to have a child that's rooted and grounded in the Word of God. All these things, yes, are part of the experience of being a mom. And that's why this particular podcast is called Women Winning at Life from ministry, right, to marketplace, because we wear so many hats. And, of course, we get the job done. I heard someone say, if you want to get it done right, you ask a woman. And that's just an adage, you know, but it could have some truth to it, not sure. But in any event, moms, we need you. Moms, we thank you. And moms, we honor you. Absolutely. Absolutely, we do. So, I don't know. Well, for my daughter, let's look at that for a moment. My daughter, I tried to celebrate her because she is a mom and she's doing a heck of a job. And I want to let her know sometimes, you know, you're sending out, but also know that you're being celebrated too. So I always try and take time to celebrate my daughter because she too is a mom. Like I told my granddaughter, I don't have to buy her anything. I just do it because I want to, because she is, you know, a phenomenal mom, and I want her to know that I see it. So having that understanding, maybe you have a daughter or you have a granddaughter or niece or somebody who's, you know, who's a phenomenal mom or, you know, mother figure for someone. Celebrate that woman. Celebrate her, you know. Celebrate her. So today one of the greatest things that my principal did for us is she had all the teachers. She had breakfast for all of the teachers and the admin staff. And I said, wait a minute, where are the students? They held the students across the hall in the gym and let them have their time. Kids love, love, love when you do that because, oh, my God, they get to chat more. That's all they want to do is talk, 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 smile and talk, you know. And then when they're not doing the smiling and the talking, they're pushing, they're pulling, they're dragging, all of that kind of stuff. So they loved it while the teachers felt appreciated on today. But I think that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. Just showing somebody some love and some support as a mother. They don't have to be anything related to you. When I was a little girl, whenever we would walk across a woman on Mother's Day, we would automatically just say, Happy Mother's Day. Didn't know if she had kids or not, but we would always say it. It was one of the things that we did. But the peer pressure back in my day was nothing compared to what it is now. And young people would walk across, oh, you know what? We didn't have breakfast for Mother's Day celebration. Oh, my goodness. We had breakfast because it's Teacher Appreciation Week. Oh, my goodness. It's Teacher Appreciation Week. That's why I thought that was amazing to do that. So I might need to run out here and pick up some things because it's Teacher Appreciation Week, but also Mother's Day is Sunday, and you always want to be a blessing if you can. I know I do. I always want to try and be a blessing. I don't want it to not be a part of me I don't want to ever be a person that don't give. I want to be known for the fact that I celebrated people and that I cared about them and I listened to them, that kind of thing. It's Mother's Day, not just to give and receive gifts, but what about time to take some personal inventory? Amen? Some personal inventory. I'm grateful. I'm grateful for my kids. I'm grateful for the opportunity that I am called mother. I'm grateful, grateful, grateful. And I pray that you are grateful, too. I pray that you are grateful, too. All righty. So, guys, I come home and I have to to, what's the word I use? Oh, my goodness. Like, I have to come and just unwind. Yes. Decompress. That's my word. I have to decompress. It's like it's getting really, really tough as those kids are prepared to stop coming to school. Just do whatever. And that's tiring, too. For me, it's tiring, too. I want to say to all of you that's listening, grandmothers, aunts, mothers, happy Mother's Day to you. Happy Mother's Day weekend as we approach it. I just hope that you feel celebrated, that you feel celebrated, right? That you feel celebrated. That's what's important, that you feel celebrated. I know that the many here where I live, the restaurants book up and you can't get anything. So sometimes do something a little different, you know. Get yourself some nice, get a nice tablecloth, some candles. And, you know, if you don't cook that well, have it come from your favorite restaurant and sit there and honor your mother. Don't have to be out spending a whole lot of money in a restaurant. You can do that right at home. Just do something special. Let's get creative. Be creative, you know. Make something for. Of course, you have the money to buy something, but make something for. Something that's going to touch her heart. Something that's going to put that bright smile on her face. You know, and if you're going to cook it yourself, like I said, make the atmosphere look really nice. Make it look really nice. So that's what I got for you on today. Just wanted to pop in and encourage you. Try and keep myself awake in the midst of it all because it's been a long day. It's been a long, long day. So I just thank God that we can get to this point where we can just sit and relax and just try and get our composure back so that we can do what we have. My last opportunity to do something for the teachers. So I got to figure out something, get creative myself, something that I can do that's going to be a blessing that I could do, like, kind of in bulk, where I'm not breaking the bank, but I could still be a blessing. You know what I mean? That kind of thing. Yes, yes, yes. So if you got any creative thoughts, drop me a line, LorettaReviews@gmail.com. That's LorettaReviews@gmail.com. Drop me a line. Be creative and say, girl, this is what you can do tomorrow for your teachers, but you have to do it, like, right away because I'm going to have time to run out and go and grab whatever items I need to grab. You know what I'm saying? Absolutely. So help a sister out. Give me some creative ideas. I try to bring some creative ideas here every now and then and, of course, inspiration every time. But this is an opportunity for you to give me some creative ideas. Again, send your email to LorettaReviews@gmail.com. LorettaReviews@gmail.com. All right. Having said all of that, guys, I pray you have a wonderful, wonderful week leading up to Mother's Day. I hope that, you know, that your dreams come true for your family. I pray that feel celebrated and loved. That's very, very important. And if there are any breaches between you and those that you love, my prayer is that God would mend them for you. Hallelujah. All righty then. So on that note, I'm out. Thanks again to Kimmy Kim. Be sure to try and find us, Elation Magazine. Try and find us and listen to the different podcasters, the family of podcasters under the Elation Magazine umbrella. They all have a wonderful testimonies and stories and things of that nature to share. All right? All righty. Well, God bless you, God keep you. This is my prayer. Again, happy Mother's Day to you, and to you. Enjoy your week to the fullest. Until next time, God bless you. I'm Loretta Petit. This has been the Loretta Petit Show, Women Winning at Life. From ministry to marketplace. Bye for now.
on you blows, and God ain't been around. But I've come to encourage you to hold your head high. Know that God is in your corner now, no more inner lies. You are a winner. Just can't lose. Overcame, more than a conqueror. Jesus in you.